The letter to the Romans is the longest letter, the longest epistle in the New Testament. Yet, it can be summarized in a very straightforward manner. We can sum up the letter to the Romans in just one or two sentences. It is just to say that we all need God's grace, and this grace is offered in Jesus Christ by God the Father. And we have been hearing this letter to the Romans a couple of weeks, maybe. And from the very beginning, the apostle is reminding everyone that we are sinners, both Jews and pagans are sinners, but there is hope for Jews and pagans alike, and the grace is to be found in Jesus Christ, who gave up himself as sacrifice to pour out forgiveness, pardon, and peace to everybody. But now there is a new character in this big drama who appears in this chapter 8 to the Romans, and this is the Holy Spirit. What is the work of the Spirit in all of this beautiful story and big drama at the time? The Spirit is testifying internally within us. It's convincing us. It's making possible that we truly believe what is preached in the outside. We need witnesses to come to faith in order to arrive to faith. We need witnesses, but not only the external witnesses. For example, the voices of the preachers, or good readings, or external testimonies of Christian faith. That all is on the outside. We need something, or better I say, someone internally convincing us, moving us to believe. And that is what the Holy Spirit makes. Without the internal testimony of the Spirit, we are powerless to truly accept all the great wonders that we hear regarding God's love. That all be only a pretty good story, something to be told and to be heard, but not to be believed. Only the action, the very work of the Spirit, moves us so that we are able to say not only that is beautiful, but that is true, and I do accept that. And this is important not only for the main sentences or propositions of our faith. For example, to say that God does exist, or to say that God sent His only begotten Son to the world. This is also necessary to every single act of faith. When we, for example, accept that Jesus Christ is truly present in the Eucharist, we are under the action of the Holy Spirit. When we confess our sins because we recognize that we need God's pardon, we are under the action of the Spirit. And when we praise the Lord because He is merciful, we are under the action of the Spirit. In the days to come, we will hear a little more about the Holy Spirit. But from this very moment, we can understand that only under His action we can become true children of God.